You must be 18 or older to listen to this podcast.
When I snap my fingers, I want you to sit down on this big fucking tent pole, and I want you to sit down all the way.
Matt and Ouija.
No hesitation. You get that thing lined up with that butthole, and you sit straight down all the way.
That's right. It's time for the big gay sex show, the two big studs themselves.
You know what I want. Now give it to me.
Give it to them, guys. And here now they are. Matt and Ouija.
You just sit all the way fucking down on it.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
That's been my whole week this last week. Oh, for fuck's sake. Oh, but Ouija's here. Oh, for fuck's sake. No. Hi.
Matthew, wait until I get a mouthful of, some Reese's.
Oh, you had a mouthful, pieces, baby. Right, baby.
Mm-hmm. His name was Reese.
Yeah.
And I got his piece in my mouth.
Well, while he was sucking on Reese, I was watching New Kids on the Block videos. And I'm not talking about, like, New Kids on the Block when they were hanging tough, which I was not really into them when I was a kid. And we were all, the same age group. Like, Joey McIntyre is, like, 50, 51 now. Hmm. And then the others are, like, 52, 53, 54, right in there. So,
right, but they marketed them very young.
They did.
So I always felt that I was older than they were, but now
that's what I thought too.
Turns out they're older than I am,
right? And so I thought that was kind of crazy.
Well, but they had to appeal to 13-year-old girls, so they better seem like they're a little bit younger.
Yeah. It's one of those times you're like, oh, please don't fuck your fans.
Nah, but Matthew's saying there's a gay one. I'm in
Jonathan,
shock.
Jordan's brother Jonathan, on there, who the kind of doofy gardener guy. He's Yeah, he's gay. He's been out for a while. And but I think they're all fucking gorgeous now. I didn't care for them that much when I was younger.
Yeah, I didn't think twice about them. It was the other ones. What was the other one? Big one.
Oh, what? Backstreet Boys?
Yeah, the Backstreet Boys.
No. Well, those were... We were in our 20s
tall, dark,
when that
dark-haired one
happened. And, Kevin. Yeah.
And then, yeah, one of the other...
He was hot.
As well.
I always ended up liking the blonde lead types, but you know, the pretty boy, and it wasn't that I wanted to fuck them. It was more like I wanted to look like them or be them. I mean, I'd fuck them, of course, but you know,
he wanted to be Luke Skywalker and getting banged by the Big Daddy Solo.
Oh fuck yeah. But see, that's another thing. Is like when I was growing up, I looked at Luke and went, "Oh, he's so cute." And then like I don't know, probably about 18 or something, all of a sudden it was like, "Fuck him! Look at Han Solo, damn daddy!" And then you know, I just imagine that sometime around 60, I'll probably be like, "Fuck him! Hello, Yoda. You a hot daddy boy?"
No, your next step will be Chewbacca. Then it'll be Yoda.
Oh, Chewbacca. I think he's more your style.
Chewbacca.
Chewie. Somebody that just walks around like... married one of those.
Oh, yep. I did.
Like, what are you on about now? That's like, Chewbacca and your ex-husband were like, you know when you watch the video, the short reels of huskies, and they're just laying there, and all of a sudden they're like... I'm like, oh, God, that's so them.
Yeah.
But.
Hello,
hi. Folks. Oh yeah, welcome to the Big Gay Sex Show, the Daddy Years. This is the podcast that tells you everything you ever wanted to know about gay sex.
And everything you really already did.
Would probably have done it, you slut. I'm Matt.
And I am Ouija. The...
Yeah.
I can't even read that. What the hell is that?
Okay. Let me make it bigger for you.
Deftest...
Ouija needs it bigger.
Dicker, downer, and drippy dicked Dorktown. Oh my God.
I don't know how you do it either, but you sure are. Big Gay, welcome to all of our new listeners and followers on X, Instagram, and Blue Sky. And welcome our new listeners in Canada. Hey, you want to talk about Patreon?
Patreon offers listeners a way to support creators like us and receive rewards not open to the general public, like dirty audio clips, Patreon-only videos, vintage podcast archive access, naughty photos of Matt
and Ouija,
and sometimes Ouija, and more.
More like
you can become
Ouija,
a patron
Matt.
Of the show for as little as $1 a month. Just go over to patreon.com/BGSS.
We want to thank our current patrons and welcome our newest patrons, Rob and Charles.
Hi, Rob and Charles.
Hi, Rob and Charles.
I'd like to Rob and Charles.
I've popped to Charles before. But, you know, just
Charles
saying.
Nelson Reilly?
You know, maybe there was a time. Probably not, but there may have been a time.
At the $10 level, you can get a 5 personalized minutes of dirty audio by Ouija or Matt. Also, a reminder that $10 level patrons must respond to our message on Patreon.
Thank you for the patrons who interact with us on the site, including Charles and Gopher Daddy. We try to post about 3 times a week at least, and there's going to be some new posts coming up with some new cute pictures of Mr. Ouija soon here. And we will hopefully... Oh, we have that. I can take that out because... special shout out to Bait World.
Oh, Bait World, holla!
Yeah, we'll be talking about that in a little bit. But also, check out the latest issue of Desert Heat Magazine with the cover issue, cover photo of Pup Sky. And you can download your free copy at desertheatmag.com.
Now, you can always Desert Heat and beat the meat.
Mm-hmm. I did.
Or beat the meat with some Desert Heat.
I did to Pup Sky, just saying.
Pup Sky. Yeah. You gotta go look. Go get some pup.
Check out the hottest sex on X with Ryan Landers XXX at Milking Coach and at Randy Morgan X, formerly Taylor Imagined.
Taylor has been imagined, and Taylor is now
Randy Morgan X. Which I think is a hot fucking name, actually.
No, it's a very hot name, but it's kind of funny because now Taylor has been far beyond imagine.
That's true. Yeah.
He has now evolved. He has emerged from his chrysalis.
My name would be Randy Morgana.
Okay. It should be Randy Morgana Le Fay, apparently. And at Bader Bomb. Oh my gosh, at Bader Bomb.
Yes.
You did us such a biggie. I belong to their club, so... The club is every couple months you get a new tub of Bader Bomb.
Yes.
Which is beautiful and perfect and
pristine.
Alex really did us a solid and included some extra special for Matthew.
Yes. So. And I love it. The towel, or it's not a towel, it's like what you put down under you when you're...
It's your masturbatory.
It is soft and solid.
See,
and
it's
beautiful.
All nice on your buttocks.
And so the big tub.
Yeah.
I've barely broken through the surface as many times as I've wanked, and that's why I love this stuff. But thank you guys so much for doing that. It really meant a lot to us.
Very,
I really appreciated that.
Yeah, no, and Alex, you guys are amazing. And please check out Bader Bomb. If you are a lover of all things masturbatory, take a look at Bader Bomb. They not only do they offer lube, you know,
right,
personal lubricants,
but also one of the things is if you're a dry jacker and you're like, nah, I just dry jack, try this. Like, seriously, it'll change everything for you. Because it's not an oil, you know, and all greasy and all that stuff. It is good. You'll love it.
Yeah, and they got 2 sizes. So they got the travel size, and they also have the extra large size.
And because...
Oh, actually, they have 3 sizes. I'm sorry. So they have travel, they have the medium, and then they also have the extra large, which, you know, most of us boys like the option of an extra large.
Mm-hmm.
But if you are a dry jacker... Or very, you know, accustomed to a certain kind of lubricant, just buy the travel size. And, you know,
yeah,
there are several jackings, even extended goonings in just one tub
right.
of that travel.
In fact, because they sent me the extra large, which will take me a little bit to get through, I took the travel size and I gave it to a friend. So, yeah. And they loved it. Absolutely loved it. So, new customer.
Well, I hope so.
Yeah, well, definitely.
They better. And yes, so, you know, make sure you tell them that we, Gene Matt, sent you, and that we love you, and that, we love them, and get your jack on, baby.
Yep. Purity and Shadows. So don't forget that very soon, the Purity and Shadows ebook, actually probably in PDF form, will be linked to all the member chats. To all the patrons who are $5 or above or who've been members for at least 1 year. You'll get a free PDF copy of Chota Akate's newest book. And it's dirty. It's very, very dirty. Did you read yours yet?
Mm-hmm.
Did you really?
It's trash. Pure golden trash. Somebody once said on a profile that I read, it said, I'm looking for gold in a toilet. Well, I found it in Purity and Shadows.
Yeah. All right. I don't know what to say about that. hey, shout out to Steve V over at the Tags Podcast to talk about gay sex. He reached out about doing some swap interviews. And
we'll be swapping.
We're going to take him up on that. So we'll be reaching out to you real soon and having you on the show. You had a situation pop up. I'll just let you take the lead on that.
So, on my Twitter, X, somebody who I follow and had some respect for hit me up and told me that I had a vagina on my feed, on my posts. I reposted something with a vagina in it. Which, I mean, I'm not opposed to, like, the bisexual stuff and whatnot, but I'm not a watcher of the women's porn.
Right.
So I was very surprised. I was like, oh, no, did I not watch a clip all the way through? So I went back through my feed, and as I was looking back through my feed, the person in question had sent me a thing saying, it's a trans man. And I blocked him immediately. Yeah, it was a very... if you saw the clip, it was two men fucking. I don't care if that person had a vagina or a, you know, micro penis. It was a man, you know? So yeah, I was very offended and this person was very offended with me. I'm like, fuck you, dude. Mm-hmm. So it's out there and if you guys are diehard bottoms and you love cock, don't disparage anybody else that loves cock too.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't care if, you know, they identify as a, you know, man, woman, you know, but, or
yeah.
God.
No, you know, it's funny because when you sent that, I was total agreement with you. And I kind of posted on our X too, that, you know, for the people in the back, trans guys are guys, you know, they're trans men or men. I always felt that way, but I still see things like that pop up and I'm like, actually, one of the guys who was bitching about trans guys actually ended up posting this really hot, you know, fuck video, and that bottom was really getting it. And I'm like, dude, if you look closely, that is a woman. Just because you can't see, she's face down, that's a woman. Kind of hypocritic there, dude. But, yeah, that's ridiculous, and I don't blame you for blocking at all.
Yeah, but just to clarify, so Matthew, you were talking about like that post had a self-identifying, or at least appeared
self-identified
woman.
You could not mistake that was an actual cisgender female. Woman being done, but you had to kind of look a little bit close. You know?
Yeah, so I mean, I don't really understand the transphobia at that level. That's horrible, you know.
Yeah,
and I can't really understand that at all.
I mean, we follow Dan Benson, and Dan Benson's, you know, takes it up the ass from male to female women, you know, women, trans women. So?
Yeah.
There's still some hot stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, if you're out there and you're on Twitter X, keep in mind that, you might have some biases, but not everybody has the same. So
if it's legal, don't yuck somebody's yum.
Yep.
I learned that saying by watching TikTok. All right. Hey, I don't know. So, Sweet Dreams discussion. Did you want to talk about that?
I'm not remembering what the hell that came out of. So
yeah, it was kind of interesting because I had talked about, I think it was like something on Facebook that I said when I was a teenager, about 14, I had this woman in a pantsuit come and talk to me about how some people will want to use me and some people will want to be used by me, and that really changed my life. And then you had commented afterward that when you heard that song that it taught you that you didn't have to be abused, because the line is some people want to abuse you, some people want to be used by you, blah blah blah. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I thought that was, if you ever remember that, mm-hmm. or like it sparks something that you think about, I think that would be a really good discussion.
It would. And let me explain some things, people. So I know I've discussed this before on the show, but mm-hmm. I have found a therapy for my PTSD, and that has been microdosing mushrooms. And although I love them very much...
Yeah. Now, do you actually take them, like you're taking microdoses of them, or do you find mushrooms and microdose them?
Yeah, I just throw them in the microwave.
Okay.
And I dose them. No, so anyway, so it is a fine thing for myself and my PTSD and ADD. So it is a great therapy for me. Sometimes Matthew will hit me at certain moments, and they'll be kicking. And it doesn't affect, I'm able to drive, I'm able to completely 100%, function, actually mm-hmm. function at an even higher level than normal. It's a great therapy, but I do, everything's brighter and everything's more,
vibrant
and everything's more strong. So even when I'm hitting it. And there's only a couple of days a week that you do it. So that's part of the therapy. Is you only do it on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And that's only because... And it's not because it impacts you or impairs you. It's because you don't want your body to get so used to it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you don't want to become... I mean, it's not addictive. It's not habit-forming. Because, honestly, right now I can close my eyes and take myself to that place. But it just kind of rewires yourself a little bit to better... acclimate to new situations and to be able to silence the PTSD and put a silence to the ADD.
All right. Okay, I have a question.
Yes.
Does that do anything?
It's horrifying.
Okay. No. Okay, I drug my fingers across his arm hair because I was like, is this going to give you like a hoo, or is it going to be like,
Well, technically, what he did was touch me with his nails, which...
Oh, yeah.
I have a weird nail thing.
That's true. I should have done something else.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah. When I was a kid, so my parents felt sorry for this one family. Mm-hmm. And so my parents had them babysit us. Now, the problem was that their kids were just mean as snot. And they had long, dirty nails. It really freaked me out, and I think they caught me like checking out the nails and freaking out. So they did this thing where every time that they were alone with me, they would like rub their nails on me, rub their nails in my hair, and it really like turned me into like
an
anti-nail like person.
Yeah.
So even on myself, I'm like a self-injurer when it comes to like keeping my nails so short.
It's kind of scary.
And so anyways, I keep my nails super super tight and super mm-hmm. clean and close to the body. So I always cut the white off my nails. You are learning more than you ever wanted to about me today.
That is true. Now, I do leave a little white on my nails, but I've gotten to the point where I don't like them longer than just where I could, like, pick up a coin or something. And I do get kind of, not freaked out, but, like, I can't stand dirt or anything like that. And, yeah, I'm, like, a little hypersensitive to that.
Yeah, growing up...
I think it's just kind of being an adult, I think.
Well, being part of a ranch family as well.
Yeah.
They all kept their nails incredibly short. Now, my dad did keep his thumbs long because he was an electrician. And there was times when he'd need, like, something long to scrape with. So the rest of his hands were, like, clean. Mm-hmm. And then his nails were slightly longer on his thumbs. Mm-hmm. So he did that on purpose for a reason. So, yeah.
Interesting. Now, see, another reason that I have an extra sensitivity about keeping my nails clean is because for me, even though I grew up on a ranch for, you know, the first 10, 20 or so years, a lot of the people in my family worked on cars. And so, like, that grease and stuff like that was always, like, a big, like, ugh to me. But I did love the smell of, like, after somebody was working on a car, there was a smell to it that was almost a turn on. So, anyway, let's move on to listener feedback and questions. We have a number of things that we wanted to clear out, and I'm going to start with a Squirrel. Code name there. Squirrel says, for your Texas listeners, they can bypass all the online issues by using a VPN. And then where Squirrel lives has the same stupid law, but now I install the Proton VPN, which is free, and the website thinks I'm in New York or some other place way cooler than here or especially Texas.
Wait. One more time? What am I... Okay. Dumb that down because I don't understand what you're talking about.
Okay, so last time we talked about how there are some states that are doing the age verification thing, which it makes porn sites block users from, like, Texas or stuff like that. Well, if you use a VPN, which basically makes it so that it appears like your the hell is it? Did he just say it? Anyway, it appears like your internet is from a different state. So it doesn't block you. You can access it.
So the VPN stands for Veiny Penis Need?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Or virtual protection. No, I don't know what the fuck it stands
VPN,
for.
VPN, so it's Veiny Penis Need.
It's not sexy. I don't care. But thank you, Squirrel, for writing in. And yes, you can do that. And then I think...
I got your nut, Squirrel. Yeah. And I understand exactly what you're saying. And that it's cool. Because, I mean, I don't understand. I mean, Mojo would go nuts without his porn.
Oh, yeah. I know. You know, the first thing when they did that, he's all like, beep, beep. He probably had three of them. Because he's a little, you know.
He's very tech savvy, too.
Yeah, you know, exactly.
He does his homework on the tech stuff. He really should have probably been in tech.
That would have,
That would have been right up his alley.
Yeah.
Huh, wonder why he didn't do that. But anyway, but yeah, no, he was always very tech savvy about how to get around things. And
Yeah. Okay, so we got kind of a little long one here.
Oh, so long. So long, but it's a hard.
I loved hearing your discussion on the latest podcast about sneaking Playgirl and Penthouse and other magazines out of your parents' and other adults' dresser drawers and various hiding places. I did the same thing 137 years ago when I was a teenager, waiting patiently for my parents to leave and making sure to ask when they'd be back. I would frantically jerk off as I paged through whichever magazine showcased the most naked men, making sure I'd finish and have time to return the mags to the same drawer and hopefully in the same position.
See, that's funny.
Yeah.
Because some parents were very, very keen.
Yeah.
Oh.
And like the two of you, seeing those men definitely confirmed my insatiable need and my preference to see as many naked men as possible. This was the era of Joe Gage-type men with bodies that were a little thicker and bushes were a lot thicker. Thank you for bringing back those awesome memories, and thank you for your awesome podcast and amazing support of the LGBTQ+ community. Be well, Gopher Daddy. Thank you,
Gopher.
I remember being very careful to know how
it's positioned.
Exactly.
Was it up? Was it down? Was it, you know, top or bottom?
Uh-huh. Did it have spooge stains on it?
It did after I got done. Yeah. I stood there like, did I spill something on this? Yep. Okay. Sun seed. They're nasty. Actually, so I posted to Hornet.
I posted.
I posted.
So Matt posted.
So Matt posted two harness pics of himself.
Of Ouija.
Oh, okay.
Let me read this.
Yeah, let Matthew get it.
I posted two harness pics of you, Ouija, and asked patrons which one they liked better. The vote was for the one you chose that attaches to your junk. And patron Gopher Daddy says definitely two, emphasizes the chesticles and all the rest of his self, sexy self, plus showcases that furry fuzzy chest.
So, but was that, did that include my vest?
No, not on that one.
All right.
No, this was snaps that you sent me a while back.
Old snaps.
Yeah. Anyway.
Snap-tastic.
So that's the one you used though, right?
What? The vest?
The harness, the one that attaches.
No, I usually use one that's,
The shoulder one?
I mean, everybody and their brother's got the bulldog, or British, or whatever they call it nowadays.
I don't know. Everybody liked number two. You might want to switch.
Well, number two, that sounds dirty.
I know. There you go.
Gopher Daddy says, good thing there was a flame graphic big enough to cover up Big Red. That was on a patron picture.
Yeah.
Patreon. That's wrong.
That's weird. It says Patron Charles after it. So maybe, I don't know.
Huh.
One or the other said it.
Somebody said. Who knows?
Want to take that one?
John needs to let you know I've been using Bader Bomb enough that the scent even makes me horny. Hey!
Absolutely.
I hear that.
Yeah. Because when I open that jar and I smell it, I'm like, oh, stroking time. But, you know, that's the same, like... I don't know if I talked about this last time, but the smell of the magazines, you know, you remember the old 80s magazines that would accompany like the porn movies and then there'd be and they had a certain scent from the ink. It was like really
It wasn't mimeograph, but it was like, it was very close because it was almost slightly intoxicating.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the thing is
it was
almost
like Papa's.
When I was jerking off and stuff, so whenever I'd smell those magazines like that, I'd be like, oh,
swing.
Yeah, exactly. All right, here, let's give you a nice big one.
Hey, guys, I was listening to your podcast today and heard my name and was like, oh, yeah, I'm a supporter, an athletic supporter. I added that last part. Then I realized you were probably talking about me. Spews come everywhere. Per your suggestion, I bought Bader supplies, even though I'm uncut. Go team hoodie. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you damn bastards with your damn hoodies. It's so lucky. So lucky. And remember, if you're out there and you got a sister or a niece or whatnot, you know, saying that they were going to circumcise their kid, tell them, try again. Tell them, you know, check it out. Check out the homework on that. Anyways, back to what I was reading. So, go team hoodie. Maybe Ouija can talk this dirty daddy through the experience of taking his hog of a cock.
Oh,
my cock. The rimming, the fingering, and the burn of the penetration of my hole with your cock. And the feel of you shooting hot jets of cum into my willing body. Keep up the good work, boys. Oh, I want to hear your favorite foreskin experiences in a future podcast. Excuse me. I'll be listening and playing with Hood. Love you guys. Let's get together and fuck sometime.
Ugh.
I'm on it. Let's go.
And that's the thing is that the reason, he wanted to hear us talk about our good
hood.
First answer. Now you probably have a few. For me, unfortunately, the one guy I was with that had his was so tight that it wouldn't scale back, and when I was trying to scale it back, he was like, "Oh, it doesn't do that," and I'm like, "Well, damn, I finally have somebody that's uncut to." Experiment with, and he's one that it doesn't scale back. So,
I don't know how you clean it, but...
Well, that's what I was concerned about. I'm like, I'm not sticking my tongue down.
Yeah, most foreskins have been amazing, have been awesome. Mm-hmm. And, you know, most guys are pretty good about slicking it back. You know what I mean? And and having, you know, that ability to slick back for need, you know?
Yeah.
So, but, yeah, I've been with, I mean, I would say a third of the guys I've been with, a quarter of the guys I've been with have been uncut. So, and that's just the way it works. I mean, I've seen these people out there that are like, oh, uncut only or cut only. And it's like, how could you ever turn down somebody who is hot?
Yeah.
That was your liking, but right. Say, oh, wait, you're uncut or you're cut, you know? And then walk away from that experience. I don't know how in the hell you'd do that. How could that do it?
But yeah.
I'm an advocate, though. I mean, if I come across a woman and she's pregnant, I'd be like, don't circumcise, you know, because I mean circumcised is
you know, the thing is I like a circumcised dick, you know, and I it's what I saw mostly.
Yeah, me
so
too.
I mean, I grew up acclimated to it. I like the look of it, probably. Well, I'm not gonna say more, because I've learned to love, you know, uncircumcised without any problem. But I have, after we did the early shows and had some deep discussions about it, I agree. I would not want, you know, it's archaic. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, the truth of it is, I mean, I don't know if it's just, you know, the moms didn't want to mess with that cleaning.
It was very much, that's what they were being told by the doctors. Like, with my mom... Because I asked my mom at one point, I'm like, and she just said, they just did it. They just said that they were going to, they scheduled it, they said they were going to do it, and they did it. That's, there was no question. So that was a medical thing.
Well, but hopefully women know. They can say,
I hope so. Because, like, by the way, we have to mutilate your baby, you know.
Well, and apparently somebody was telling me that there's a practice that some of them do where they don't take it all.
Yeah.
They just, like, clip a little bit of it.
Why even bother?
Because then it slicks back a little easier, is what I don't know either. I mean, all the uncut men I've known have been able to easily
Because
slide it back.
My grandmother didn't do her two boys, my uncles, but one of them had it done when he was 14, I think, because... He said that, I guess there was, like, some health problem or some issue with infections. I don't know exactly what it was, but he had it done when he was 14, and he chose to have it done, whereas my other uncle didn't and is still walking around with his big flappy. But, I mean, if you get older and you're just like, yeah, I want to do this, I mean, hell, there's people that fillet their penis and cut it.
That's a whole other topic. You're going way out there.
I'm just saying, but yeah.
Yes, I mean, that's a good topic. So, I mean, please write in, you know, I mean, what's your feeling on uncuts and cuts? So, because, I mean, uncut, they have more feeling, and the guys that I've been with have been uncut, they could go just like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. So, I do have a little envy for that. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the beauty of it. I mean, they really do not need. Much lubricant, you know?
Right.
But, I mean, I've seen uncut guys use lubricant. So, I mean, I would imagine that if you're just, you know, if your masturbatory style is just slicking the head back and forth, you know, then, you know, of course you can get off. But if you're, you know, stroking the whole shaft, well, actually, if you're stroking the whole shaft, you're taking all that skin with you. So, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I know that us uncut guys need lube more than, you know.
That's true.
Cut guys need lube more than uncut guys.
Right.
God, I always get that backwards. It seems backwards, right? Because it seems like, I don't know, cut, I always stumble over those two words. So call me on it if you hear me something sounds funny. But
you sound funny.
You sound queer.
Hey, don't forget to meet this season's season 3 Beta Off, sponsored by Bader Bomb. host at there are five super sexy contestants for 2004 Masturbator.
That's still going on?
You know what? I'm not sure. Oh, wait. Remember to vote each week starting May 1st. So, yes.
Yeah, okay. So, it's just started.
Yeah.
All right. Well, get out. Because they did a lot of pre-promotion. It was pretty cool.
Prelude.
Pre-promo. Yeah. Promo. So.
Yep. And for the first, well, for the full video intro, you can go over to baitworld.com/baitoff and, yeah, get it on. Hey, also in the news, Reese Scott was announces that he has signed with Carnal Media as the latest exclusive addition in the roster of stars. And he first caught CarnalPlus.com members' attention past October in his gay cess debut, Cruisin', for the Staying with Dad series. And he is on X at ReeScottX.
Mm. All right.
Yeah. Sounds pretty fun, huh?
It does. It sounds like an exciting really man.
I've seen a few of the scenes that he's done, and he's definitely a hot, dirty daddy.
Hot, dirty daddy.
Oh, I could use some hot, dirty daddies, honestly.
Who couldn't? Spring is here, and spring is sprung. In my pants. So.
Yes, how well we know. Okay. Well, did you want to take this one?
Hey, guys. I love the show. You guys make me laugh so hard. Well, you get me hard.
Oh.
I have a quick question for you. I've started dating a trans guy.
Oh.
He is so amazing. Topic. I'm falling in love big time. I have to admit, I was one of those gays who used to think trans guys are not real guys. But he's changed my mind, and I am learning to be cool with boy pussy. B-O-I, mm-hmm. pussy. What he calls it. My issue is that I am a huge cock-sucking whore.
Oh.
I can't get enough cock in my mouth, and we are getting serious, and I miss having my lips around a big, juicy, squirting cock. I want to ask him if he'd be open to an open relationship just for dick-sucking. How soon in a new relationship do you think is okay to ask for something like this? Thanks, Stan. Honestly, Stan, I would, I wouldn't ask for it up front, but mm-hmm. I would say, hey, and I would put it the nicest way. I don't know your partner, so I couldn't really tell you exactly how to address them, as far as, how to come at them. Mm-hmm. If you guys have, times when you're a little bit more intimate and more talking is, after sex, or, just, a drive to the coast or, the mountains or whatever, mm-hmm. and you could be like, bring it up then. I just think, honestly, the sooner you bring it up, the better off you'll be.
Mm.
Because, honestly, anything, left, out there too long becomes a liability, meaning that you're too scared to talk about it eventually because you scared yourself so damn bad to talk about it and bring it up. I honestly believe that you should bring it up as soon as possible. Your partner, you might, your first year or two, you might decide to be monogamous and, your year three, maybe you're aiming more for monogamish, where you two play together, know? And maybe your partner too would love another cock, to play with as well. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Once you actually establish your, your foundation and you both feel comfortable and happy and, that you have each other's back, and that you're not purposely going around them to hurt, to do something,
deceptive.
Yeah. Salacious is that the word salacious?
Scandalous.
As long as you guys come to a point where you have a foundation that's based on truth and honesty, honestly, I've seen great relationships, flourish when they became monogamish.
Mm.
You never know. You never know what's going on. But usually at first you need to develop that intimacy and you need to, kind of have that foundation and that foundation of trust and, to know each, you only want the best for each other. So usually when that happens, then you're free to hey, maybe we should have some fun with,
right,
this person, that person, whatever. So, and then you get open it up to some of that. You're out on a gay cruise and you want to have some fun,
Right.
Have a couple drinks or whatever and then get down.
Yeah. Or even, plan events out of town.
Yeah.
If you have a social circle that, mm-hmm. you know, you don't want them to know that you guys have that understanding with mm-hmm. each other. But that's the next step. First step is talk openly, honestly, and respectfully. And if the answer is no, you need to make that decision whether you can abide by that and just, you know.
Yeah, because it's a true problem. If you are a cocksucker and the person you're with does not have a cock that will satisfy right. that desire, then, you know, I've known people who have been with small endowed guys. Everything's mm-hmm. been perfect.
Yep.
But they crave that big dong, you know, mm. once in a while in their ass, mouth, whatever, you know. And so I've seen plenty of times. And hell, I mean, how many times have I been, you know, brought in to help a couple out, you know? And
do I have to open the ledger?
You know, just yeah. open it up. Tell us how many couples have used, you know, the, because okay. I had the joke was
314.
Okay. And that's couples. So
times
that's,
of the couples, at least four each.
Uh-huh. And, see? Yeah. And they're thruples. How about the thruples the problem in? But anyways, but no, so there's times when, you know, I've been called marital aid. You know, and that's not a bad thing, you know. If you have that foundation of comfort and that mm-hmm. foundation of trust,
right.
and you need something extra. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's out of, I mean, and there's going to be people who are going to be like, oh my God, monogamy is everything. But that's beautiful, and that works for some.
Yeah,
and
for some,
honestly,
yes.
I'm completely for you if it works for you.
Right.
But there are some people that does not work for.
Right.
And in the long run, you don't have the integrity and you don't have the, you know, respect of your relationship to, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I got a friend now that's going through divorce because they both cheated on each other instead of being very forthright and saying, hey, at some point down the road, mm-hmm. you know, you don't need to make it open immediately. You need to at least address that, hey, if our sex life starts to dwindle, mm-hmm. I have needs. And people right. need to remember that. You'll need to remember that in all relationships, that, you know, when sex life starts to dwindle, is somebody going to be comfortable being a solo sexual?
Mm-hmm.
Some people are not. And in those cases, those people need to be able to, you know, get their needs met, because guess what? They'll do it, you know, relationship legal, or they'll do it relationship illegal. And
right.
a lot of times they'll do it relationship illegal and feel guilty and horrible about it and have resentments and harbor resentments,
mm-hmm.
you know, that the other one will have no idea what's happening and why, you know, Sam is turned and changed and all these things. But Sam feels guilty and he shouldn't have been put in that situation if he would have been completely honest.
Yeah, and that's the thing, is that I still see monogamous couples that basically think that just because they're monogamous that they're better than uh-huh. anyone else or better than people that are in open relationships.
Absolutely. And that kind of self-righteousness.
A lot of times they're kind of miserable too. They just uh-huh. don't want to admit it. Now, I'm not saying that for everybody, because I've seen beautiful monogamous relationships that are very long-lasting and healthy, and that works for you. That's fucking awesome.
Well, let me add this.
But
yeah,
I've seen thruples and beyond thruples. I don't know what you want to call them at mm-hmm. some point. Commune that have worked amazingly well as well.
I like to call those brother husbands.
Brother husbands. I could use a couple of those, especially a couple wealthy ones.
No, where
and one that's a really good baker.
No, nobody needs baking. Baking's bad.
Oh no, I need a good chef.
Yeah.
Chef husband, a rich husband.
You need a chef or your D. But you just got to be, you know, real with the person you're with, and you know, and a safe way to do that is to be like, hey, I'm not asking for an open relationship now, but I do want to discuss when our sex life goes south, because all relationships will. Straight, gay, bi, I don't care. But all relationships will have a decline in the sex, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not really, that as it might have something to do with variety. You know what I mean? Somebody needs variety. I do. Mm-hmm. I personally believe that we all need variety.
Mm-hmm.
But it's out of respect to your partner. So,
yeah,
you know, I mean, are you... And the monogamous couples I've met that are good and happy with being monogamous mm-hmm. are ones that sex typically isn't a big thing in their life. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the monogamous people I know, it's because they're not very sexual beings. And that's fine. Right. I mean, you know, there's a place for everybody in this world. Mm-hmm. But for those sexual beings, and if you're a sexual being, you need to be completely honest with your partner about the possibility that maybe someday you guys, you know, would get your needs met. But you want to do it with, you know, respect to the relationship and respect to them.
Totally.
So, yeah.
Absolutely, I agree. Thank you so much for writing in, Stan. And, thank you for, thank you to, we have a few other people that wrote in for advice, and just thank you for hanging on there. We will get to your questions, definitely. All right, doxycycline, a.k.a. DoxyPep, is a post-exposure preventative used while within 3 days of unprotected sexual encounters, offers a crucial shield in combating STIs among men who have sex with men. Find out more about that at sacgrs.org. And we got a couple recs here, starting with Jean Valjean. Amazing book, Uncle Ben Loves Peter, which is hot as fuck. Yes, it is a Spider-Verse, shall we say, thing. And the cover of it has pictures of what is his name?
Joe Magdalani?
Magdiello.
Yeah, it's a very long...
Magnum Jello.
you know who he is.
The werewolf guy.
Or just werewolf from True Blood, and then...
And then, of course, Magic we have Mike. Spider-Man. And anyway, even the cover pick is hot. Chapter 1, Peter discovers his body. Chapter 2, Uncle Ben discovers Peter's body. Chapter 7, Earth's Meatiest Heroes. So, it's under $4. It's about 110 pages long, so that is actually a really good deal. Well worth the price. And because it is more of a fanfic, it's available at gumroad.com. Just look up Jean Valjean's or Uncle Ben Loves Peter. And I've read it. And trust me, he does more than love him. He pummels him into the ground. So, it's hot. And also, we wanted to do a thirst rec for Cade Kane at the Cade Kane XXX.
And that's C-A-I-N, Cade Kane.
Yes, and his old account was deleted. He's got a new X up there. He does have a Just for Fans and OnlyFans, and he is open for collabs if you are interested. And
you'd collab with this one.
I would collab with his, well, everything. He's very, very
He's a hottie McTottie.
Yeah. All right.
Very hot.
You want to take that one?
Currently, LGBTQ people of color in America have a disproportionately high rate of new HIV infections. Golden Rule Services wants you to know about an important tool in preventing you from contracting HIV.
Pre-exposure prophylaxis, or PrEP, is a medication proven to be 99% effective in preventing HIV infection.
If you think PrEP may be right for you, visit your local sexual health clinic.
Don't forget to check out the erotic writings of Christopher Wyatt and Chota Akate on Smashwords, Amazon, and all digital book distributors globally. And send your comments, questions, and feedback to BigGaySexShow@gmail.com.
Or give us a call at 408-692-4827. That's 408-692-4827.
Join our Patreon page over at patreon.com/BGSS.
Find all our links at allmylinks.com/MattWeegee, MattWeegie.
And you know what? Patreon now allows free follows. So, you know, you can join and get stuff, and then you can join and just follow for anything that we post free.
Oh.
And we don't really post anything free yet, but there's a few things that I've been like, okay, well, when we post a new show or something, we can do that as a free thing, and et cetera, et cetera. So, who knows? Might be some fun stuff coming down the pike.
Good times.
All right. Thank you all so much for tuning in. We love you, and we'll catch you next time. Bye.
Bye-bye.
That was a very Chubbs Gone Wild closer there.
What does that mean?
That's the way I end Chubb's Gone Wild. So I'm like, we love you, and we'll catch you next time.
Sounds gross.
I know.
Should be like, we'll fuck you later.
A network of inclusion.
UnivazPods.net.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
This has been a, for fuck's sake, production.